स्मृतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे मञ्चाकल्पकौघस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षिसे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्राप्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो कातर्याजुभाव पोत्रेति तन्मयतया कर्मोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतलयम् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि यजमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं न माम् चरणन्ति।
माय हम्बल ओबेसियंस अंटु द लॉर्ड्स फीट ऑफ माय दीक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुवासिष्म भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लॉर्ड स्पीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुवास शिष्म भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज।
आई एम हैप्पी
दैट आवर फेस्टिवल इज सक्सेसफुल।
It is successful because from mainland, from here and there, so many senior devotees, disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj are here. So many. And that was my mission. To gather them, a new inspiration should be given them, as they had inspiration at the time of their Guru. New and new, it should come. So I want to engage you again in your Gurudev service. So you should not be weak. Don't waste your time in only maintaining your life. Try to develop what is the aim and object of your life. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Masrik Pasfulu, came to preach this. And Rupa Goswami, he had fulfilled his step. Don't engage only in mental painting here, there. What you are painting, try to realize these things. What your Gurudev kept to give mission of your life, you should try to develop this thing. No one finally will die. So at once, don't give importance of maintenance. All creatures in this world, hog, pig, sow, they can maintain and they are maintaining. If you will not try anything, even by the past,
results will give past activities.
All will come automatically. You can see. So, I am very successful that all senior devotees are here, or they are having new inspiration to preach the mission of their Gurudev, Rupa Goswami Mahaprabhu. We were discussing about Guru Tattva. First, I went there to Paramahansa Prabhu for 5 minutes. Will speak and then I will begin my Bhagavatam Marichima.
All be so inspired by many people and godbrothers and nephews speaking about the glories of Shri Guru. And there's no limits. So we can go on and on. And I'll try to add a few points. Although I'm not qualified by my Gurudev's inspiration, and I have to admit his mission is successful, because I'm definitely inspired by your presence.
Because he is so much inspired.
Let's see, Prabhupada forgot to do some business, although it was a shot distribution, but as soon as Gurudev came nearby, I was immediately back into the Shravanam Kirtan, which is Marna Protestant. So I thank him. I'm trying to please him with my ability. So, some people may say we do not need Guru. Actually, we have good intelligence, and there's so many books, and so many ways we can discern the truth. But this is not the case. Shastra Shukti says, we must find a self-realized soul. Krishna himself says also in Bhagavad Gita, you must find the truth by approaching a spiritual master who is Chakradarshi, somebody who has seen the truth, who is self-realized, not a conditioned soul. We are all bound up by the modes of material nature, just like the ropes, separately and logically tunneled, and just binding us by legs, hands, and feet. So can anybody who is a conditioned soul free us? Impossible. We have to go to a fully tattva-darshi realized soul who knows our tattva, which is what Gurudev is, Shri Gurudev is impressing upon us in every darshan and lakshir, Guru tattva, Krishna tattva, Maya tattva, Jeev tattva, everything we should know and learn and study from his books. Not that you do this assembly and then go off and forget. You must study Bhagavad Gita first, our foundation. Krishna says, four kinds of people come to me. Some people are distressed. Just like when Sanatana Goswami met Ramana Mahaprabhu. So how to relieve myself from these miseries that are affecting my life? Miseries due to the body, the mind, material nature. How do you get relief? So some people approach God to relieve these miseries. The first time I approached God, I remember I was in the desert in Death Valley. It was thunderstorming and raining, and then blowing wind like crazy. I said, oh God, stop this rain. So that's the case. Some people are in search of some wealth. Some people are just curious. They came here tonight, perhaps, just to find out what's going on. Who are the Hare Krishnas? And then, and the best of all these four is the one who's searching for the knowledge of the absolute truth. This is Krishna's favorite. So if you find to find a way out of this darkness, and Guru means what would be one out of the darkness. Jyoti Kumar, Shastra says, come into the light, come out of the darkness, don't remain bewildered your whole life. So this is the mercy of Guru to come and give this knowledge without any demand or reciprocation, simply that you take it up, you chant Hare Krishna, you read Bhagavad Gita, you try to understand, try to introduce others. So we need a master. And that master should be in the line of disciplic succession. One time John Lennon asked Arshila Prabhupada, who is the real guru? There are so many gurus. There's this Maharaja, there's this Gurumaraji, and there's you. And Srila Prabhupada said, the one who's pointing to Krishna, he's the guru. So Srila Gurudev is always glorifying Krishna, and of course Radharani. So we know he's bona fide. We know he's coming in this specific line of transcendental knowledge down from Krishna. So this is like a live wire. You have to connect to that live wire. You have to go to the direct link in that specific succession. Then you will get the result. It's the same as if you put a plug into the wall and a circuit plug that the contractor was putting in your house. You can't put it in any hole in the wall. It must be in the direct link that goes to the electrical powerhouse. So the real powerhouse is Krishna, and that direct link is Srila Guruji. So, Shastra also says, A Vaishnava Guru Na Shakti, a Vaishnava, one who's not a Vaishnava is not a guru. So in America, especially with many people coming from India, we have many, even Americans, who claim to be guru, realize, giving knowledge. But if they are not a guru, if they are not a Vaishnava, they are not a guru, you should not go anywhere near them. And Shastra also says, if you're initiated by a non-Vaishnava, you should take re-initiation from a bona fide Vaishnava guru. And then that mantra will work. But if you receive a mantra from a non-Vaishnava, that mantra is useless, even if you pay $5,000 for that. So, once we have a Vaishnava, who is a Vaishnava guru, who is coming into succession, and we have given our heart and our soul to him, we are studying the books. What is the next thing? We have to pay our debt back to Srila Guru. He is giving us everything. He is giving us the ticket to ride back to the Goloka Vrindavan. But how do we pay our guru back? We owe everything to him. So the best way that I know is to bring one soul to the lotus feet of Srila Guru. This person would like to hear about Krishna from him. So that is why Guru is emphasizing book distribution. If all of you take even a few books here tonight from this table, home with you, introduce them to your friends, let them read them, Krishna Katha, Hari Katha, the words of Hari Katha, the words of Sarva Sangha, the birthplace of Bhakti, then that is the perfect way to begin paying this debt that we owe to Srila Guru. So this is the best way to relieve that debt. As an unlimited debt, I don't know how we can pay Guru debt. But if we can bring more people to the lotus feet of Sadhguru. And Gurudev, just like in 1936 when Ashita Prabhupada was at the assembly of the Gaudiya Math in Bombay, he addressed the August Assembly and said, although there are many gurus, and Vaishnava and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was still alive at that time, he said, I'm not talking about some ecclesiastical guru or your guru or my guru. I'm talking and speaking and addressing Jagat Guru. He was addressing Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as the guru of the whole planet and universe. And everyone was his disciple. So veritably, Srila Gurudev is the guru of everyone, whether they know it or not. So why everyone is not here now taking initiation? So it's up to you.
To thank and give my blessings those who are here. They have helped in any way in this festival. By energy, by money, by intelligence, or If there are no devotees to hear Harikatha,
audience,
then how a speaker will speak? The audience will be higher, then Harikatha may come higher. So my blessing to you all, especially I call Gopavinda Pal Prabhu. He should come. Because we know who has helped how much, and he will announce, and we will all be give him thanks. Who have helped in this festival? Yes.
Hare Krishna. I came prepared for once. First person to thank on my list, on everyone's list, is the person who made everything possible, of course, and the person who's most deserving of our respect and our dandavat pranams and our life energy, Srila Gurudev. They're coming soon. Because I have one criteria for everything in my life, which is something, if something inspires me to serve my Srila Prabhupada, then I know this is like a litmus test. Then that makes that thing first class. I should bow down there and offer my life. So that's the result of you being here. Also, Srila Gurudev's entourage, Srila Madhav Maharaj.
Krishnadath?
I'm not done yet. Vajanath, Krishnadath. I have a very comprehensive list here. Sundar Gopal, all of Sannyasi God brothers, thank you. Said, but I should also say it just to let you know that we should all be indebted to the fact that people have come from all over the world to offer their time, energy, to hear Harikatha and to help. So that means thanks to all of you. Specific here, you know, so many of you came and offered your time and your energy, you helped as needed, you offered your sometimes financial support, that was a great advantage, of course, thanks, and so I can't mention every single name, but I did want to mention a few here, practical and hands-on help. There was someone who I thought I should very importantly mention, because I think her spirit is with us today living. She's the one who began to take Srila Gurudev's idea and bring this festival here to the island, to the big island and to Hilo. So she sort of took the ball and ran with it. We made some suggestions and she made it a reality. And to this day, I owe her my respect and pranams for that. That's Mula Kriti. Sundar Prabhu, his mother and sisters would be here helping us today like last year, and I'm sure they are in spirit. Thanks. So now, into present time, they deserve all my respect and all my appreciation. Shravan Kumar, Lalita,
from here, devotees should not be weak. Time to time they should meet together on any occasion like Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, Ram Navami or others, and discuss among all these things, and plan how to preach the mission of Gurudev and Sri Rupa Goswami. Don't be weak. Also be humble. Try to respect superiors and junior also. And thus, new devotees should come. By this, you will serve your Guru. And I have told everything in my classes. Everything. I have left nothing. But there's still something I am telling. Yesterday I told, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nigama Kalpatarur Galitam Palam Sukamukhada Amrutam. Vivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Nugurao Rasipaha. O Rashi, Tattvagya Bhav, you should hear this Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavat is Krishna himself. He is ocean of rush. The ocean unlimited rush has been divided, I told you, in 12 rasas. In 12 rasas, all kinds of rasas are there. 5 main and 7 second. Dasa Sakha Vatsalya Madhur Hasya Adbhut Karun Rautra Dhyana Vidvatsa Vi Vidvatsa All to the Vidvatsa. Krishna's personality and Krishna's embodiment of knowledge, knower, knowledge even, rush even, everything is. So when Krishna and Baldev took the teeth of elephant, Kubalyapi, spots something.
Blood.
As if he rushed, they entered the arena. Chardmusti, they fought, challenged Krishna and Baldev. Baldev and Krishna told, oh, we can wrestle with our same voice. You are like mountain. How we can fight you? But they dragged. At that time, what the Jadav Patni told? Yesterday I told. Krishna entered there. Mittur Bhojapati. Virat Abhidushan Sattam Paramajogina. You should know that your worshipful deity, your Krishna, is not a simple person. Though he is a little baby like, but he is so powerful and so attractive, sweet. When he entered arena, Mallaram Ashini, Akhila Rush Kadampa Swarup Krishna. All rushes as Krishna. Here he is giving some parichaya.
Identification
of Krishna. Then there were 12 kinds of persons there. There were numberless persons and also lady, numberless. But All modes are divided into 12. They are modes. And those who are in what mode, they began to see Krishna in that. Okay? Oh, malla, wrestler. What did they saw? Oh, himself, thunderbolt. All the wrestlers. Charun, Mushti, Kosal, Mushal, all so many. That, oh, Vajra has come, thunderbolt has come. So this is Birrash. Madhurash Priya Strigan. Those were Jadavpatni, Madhurash. They saw Krishna. Oh, they saw just like Murtiman, Manmat, Manmat. Cupid of Cupid. So beautiful Krishna. Here Madhurash, too. And Narasamu. So many persons were there. They saw Narapati, like emperor, Krishna. Here Adhutna and Bhishman, two rushes. Wonder and Bhishman is?
Bhishman.
Surprise. Oh, how? Wonder. So, Sakha and Basala, those who came from? Vrindavan, and those who joined in Mathura, like Uddhava and others, so many joined from Mathura. Especially Go, Swajan, what?
Family
members. Bhayat Asat Rajan, those who were ill motive. Kings, oh, somewhat favorable to Kansa. Oh, they thought Shasankarta.
Rula.
That is Raudra. They became very fearful to Krishna. Pitamata, Nand was there. Vasudeva Devaki were there. Oh, Vatsalya, Ugrasena also. Vatsalya and Karunarush. Oh, he is fighting with so bigger persons, they may kill my son. How to say? So, Vatsalya and Karuna. Bhojapati, Kans. Oh, he saw what? How death is coming. Always he was thinking of Krishna. At the time of sleeping, going here and there, in night and day, how to kill Krishna? How to kill Krishna? So he was so absorbed in Krishna that yogi cannot do like that. He knew nothing except Krishna. Bhayana Karas. What is Bhayana? And those who are buddhi, intelligence was somewhat jada, sthul,
dull
intelligent person. They saw Vishwaru. Every whole world, universe was in him. So it is vibhatsa, rasabhas. And Shantara said, Yogi, those were Shant, they saw Parvatatka,
yoginam paramatattvam. And Vishnivansiya, all the persons in Vishnu dynasty. Oh, Pardevata, he is our deity in 12 verses. What is the meaning? Meaning that what mood you have in your heart, you can see Krishna like so. If you are yogi, if you are jatbuddhi, you will see Krishna in this. But if you are like gopi, hearted, then one more spirit. This mode is superior to all. For this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, for this Rupa Goswami. Then, hearing Srimad Bhagavat, up to 9th canto, Savanak Rishis are telling to Suta Goswami, Vayam napityama uttam sloka vikrame jatsin vatangrasat jnana bhagvate bahusthale svadu svade pade. We are hearing day and night when Sukadeva Goswami came in the council of Parikshit Maharaj. And he began to hear Srimad Bhagavata from him. Do you know that in night they used to take rest or not? No rest at all. Drinking, drinking this transcendental melody. We can give mostly hardly 1 hour. We can. Because we have so many things to do. But Parikshit Maharaj, nothing to do except hearing. Try to be like Parikshit. When death will come without notice, and if you request 1 minute, she will not give 1 minute. So, we should try like that. So they are telling that you should go on giving Hari Katha. We are not
satisfied.
More and more we want to. And then he began 10th canto. Matu sinna gatraya visastra kavarashaya deshva parishamam Krishna kripaya sit. Why Bhaktivinoda Thakur has collected and why it has given in Srimad Bhagavatam? That also we should engage your mind always to remember this sweet pastime. If you are practicing daily without continuation, at the time of day it will come automatically, otherwise you will think of worldly things. Krishna tadiya pada pankaj panjarante atvaiva visatu me manasa raja manasa prana prayana samai kapabata pitta kandhavarudhan vidau smar. At the time of death, remember, from today, when death will come, it will come with all his army. Cough and everything will come. Shake your throat. And cough will be so that you cannot remember anything. You cannot remember Krishna. Smaranam. So, Krishna, today,
not tomorrow or at the time of death, or Daiva Vishatu, you should come in your heart. Practice from beginning. Otherwise, Krishna Nam, in the lost, you cannot remember. So he is telling, Krishna is how merciful. All the neighbors of Yashoda mother, they were complaining to mother Yashoda, your baby is very restless. Very restless. You should see, he enters our houses. And wherever he takes milk, ghee, especially butter, he himself tastes and gives it to monkeys and crows. Sometimes he tells, O brother, to whom? The son of the house owner, lady. Go and tell your mother, coffee is drinking milk. You should save the milk. And once he runs away, all the boys grow in turn. And they took butter and everything. And so he is doing so many things. Never stop thinking. Mother Yashoda is not lucky like us. We see all these sweet past times. Perhaps we have done very hard austerities in our lost previous lives. That is as Krishna comes. He not is stealing butter, but stealing our hearts. But Yashoda is not lucky to have, to see all this pasture. So, in bahane.
Yes, an excuse. Excuse.
Or they are telling to Mother Yashoda. Complaining. So many things. And then, Yashoda wanted to control his son. Why he is going to?
Stealing
butter here and there. We have 9 lakhs of cows. So many Padmas Gandha. Their milk is like?
Fragrant like lotus.
Lotus. Padma Gandha. So many cows. Nandava always keep them in their house, not outside. And they give 40 to 100 kilo daily milk. Very sweet. Why he is going? So today, on Pratipada, Saturday, Pratipada, she sent her all maid servant, go and do Deepavali. And I will, by with own hand I will. And he began. And what will? Remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Govind.
Dadamo Karamadreti Dadamo Karamadreti.
She was so much upset. Krishna was in palanquin sleeping. He saw very modern. I'm very hungry. He saw that, mother is there, churning. He began to weep louder and louder. But Yashoda Ma not hearing, she is absorbed in singing and chanting. Anyhow,
he came down from the
bed
and weeping, louder, but even mother now. Then he went nearer and catch hold of Manthani
stick
and one hand he kept. Oh, who is he? They stopped his kirtan and chanting and took Krishna's and gave his
breast milk.
Krishna's. He was not satisfying. Yashoda mother has how much milk? Kheer sagar may come from him, her breast. And Krishna's belly was so big. That is all. Millions of Brahmand can be there, universe. So, Krishna was not satisfying, mother Yashoda was not satisfying. And in the meantime, what became? Nearby, some milk was there on the
stove,
and it was coming down. Yashoda mother thought that he is coming in fire because he is not serving Krishna, so I should serve him. She went there, pacified. But Krishna was there. He wanted that Krishna should sit here and I should come. But Krishna, oh, how powerful. He is Supreme Brahma. With his whole power, like monkeys, titan, mother. But Yashoda mother, with one hand, without anything. Oh, sit down. And he went there. I did that.
हर करेंगे नैया रे भजा कृष्ण कन्हैया
वैष्णव कीर्तन कर रहे कृष्ण वैष्णव पढ़ा रहे फले जन्म गवाई
हरी हरी
रमाप्ले रमाप्ले आज
ना तो मान निषेध कर दिया है चाचा
माना
कर इसे नाम अनाउंस या भिक्षा को भिक्षा दी जाए और नाम अनाउंस करा है
Thank you.